Welcome back into KSL News Radio and KSL Sports. BYU football spring practices roll on, and here with offensive line coach TJ Woods, getting ready for the Saturday scrimmage. What's some objectives that you have for the offensive line coming into the scrimmage on Saturday?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the beginning of spring was mostly about introducing them to the scheme and the techniques and some of those type of things. And, you know, to me now the biggest piece is the consistency part of everything, right? You know, offense is about execution. And, you know, especially up front, man, it's you can't be the position group that isn't executing, right? You need to give the other skill players and other position groups an opportunity to do what they can do. And, you know, sometimes that's hard without the offensive line. So, you know, we've had some really good moments in spring and you know, obviously some moments that that we're not all the way proud of and want to make sure that we're striving for that consistency. And, you know, what you are who you are, what you do repeatedly, right? And that's kind of been our goal.
Have your players, because this is your first year, for listeners out there who are getting to know you and you're coming in first year in the program, have they all bought into your vision of what you expect from them along the offensive front?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, it's a collective effort. You know, it's I think it's their expectations for themselves too, right? We have really good kids in that room, good people, right? They're five-star people, which is fun to be a part of and be around. But yeah, I mean, I think they're seeing the vision and you know, they've been busting their tail and working really, really hard to try to get back to what we all want that position group to look like and earn some respect.
What attracted you to this job when it was open and coach and BYU reached out to you?
I don't think there's enough time in this interview for all the reasons why, but to me, obviously, being with Coach Kalani and Coach Roderick and a lot of these guys that I've kind of grown up with in coaching, you know, is a huge deal for me. Being back in the state of Utah, it's been our favorite place we've had a chance to live and spend time in. And so, you know, all of those things are obviously reasons why that this is one of the best jobs in the country, in my opinion, and fired up to be here.
And BYU's got a rich history of offensive line play. I mean, not just under Kalani, but, I mean, you go back to the days, early days of Lavelle. I mean, there's a rich history here. And it feels like there's a lot of talent in your offensive line room that you inherit. I want to start with guys like Braden Keim and Caleb Etienne. I know Braden's a little bit banged up, but Caleb's someone that comes back this year. Where do you feel like Caleb's progressed this season for BYU?
Yeah, I mean, I think his grasp on the scheme has been a huge improvement over the spring. I think he's developing into a player that we all can count on, right? And that's what he wants to be, and that's what we need him to be. And, you know, obviously not having Braden for the spring is a little bit of a setback, but really excited about him coming up in the fall, and, you know, fired up that Connor's in there too. I mean, we've got a lot of experience in that room and some really, really, really good leaders and good players. So definitely stuff to build on.
Waylon too at guard, I think sometimes fans kind of forget about him, but he was kind of a mainstay last year. What are your thoughts on what Waylon does well along the offensive line?
I love Waylon. I mean, I think Waylon adds an edge to our group that is needed. You know, he definitely has that competitive drive and that competitive spirit, and they all do. They're all good competitors. That's not a knock on any of the other guys, but I think Waylon plays with a little bit of fire in his belly sometimes, which, you know, at our position, it's a violent game, right? And it takes emotion and competitive drive and toughness and all those things, and Waylon can definitely bring some of that to the table.
I wanted to ask you, too, about some of the younger guys. It's been fun to see in spring some snaps with Trevin Osler at tackle, and he was someone coming up from Bountiful High who's a pretty athletic kid. What do you like about Trevin and maybe the opportunity he could create for himself to maybe be in that two deep?
Yeah, I mean, Trevin's obviously a big body that can move well. You know, was a hooper in high school, and you know, he definitely has the ability. And it's just been really for him, just kind of maturing with his body and developing. And you know, offensive lineman, it's a process. You know, you can't microwave offensive linemen. That doesn't work. You know, you got to put them in the oven and wait until they're ready to come out. And I think Trevin's in that mold now where, you know, we're looking for him to really be a part of somebody that can, you know, some of the guys that can add some value to our team next year. So we're excited about him.
And how's Jake Griffin coming along? I know last year he was working his way back from a mission, and that's we talk about, you know, baking and getting ready out of the oven. That's a whole process in and of itself. How's Jake progressing?
Same way. Yeah, I mean, really well. I think, you know, from spring day one to now, you know, he's one of the guys that's probably improved with his technique as much as any of them, which has been a really good sign. You know, I think anytime when you're looking at the younger offensive linemen, you know, these practices are paramount to their development. You know, there's only one way to get better playing football, right? And that's the way you get better at offensive line is playing it. And his ability to be in there and get the reps that he's getting right now, you know, you really see him making strides. So he's headed in the right direction.
And who are some options beyond Connor Pay at that center spot?
Well, you know, Sam Dawes in there a little bit right now. Peter Falonico, Sonny Moccasini. You know, those are kind of the guys that we're looking to right now at that spot.
You brought up that you like living here in Utah. What's kind of your family makeup? Just how are you guys settling in, and just how much do you enjoy? Have you lived in Utah County before?
Never lived in Utah County. Absolutely love it. You know. I think now after being here for 3 months, my wife actually has to make a meal because we haven't been given one by our neighbors. I think we're all out of neighbor, gifts there. So it's been awesome though. You know, very welcoming and a strong sense of community and, you know, all the things that Kelly and I really value.
Last thing for you, Coach. You know, this team comes off of their first year in the Big 12 at 5-7. You weren't part of that, but. Do you get a sense around this program right now that there's this kind of urgency to fix maybe the wrongs from last season?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I don't want to speak too much to what went on when I wasn't here. I don't have a great grasp of that, to be honest, and it wouldn't be fair for me to interject in some of that. But, you know, I do think that, that you can sense the competitive drive that our players have right now, and I think that they felt that last year in the Big 12, right? And you know, like same thing with the players on our field. Like we try to generate competition, and we want to sometimes create competition as coaches because competition makes everybody better. And I think that at least in the offensive line room, I feel that with those guys that you know they're highly competitive people, right? They're one percenters. You know, they take a lot of pride in being successful at what they do. And you look in that room, there's a lot of guys that are successful at everything that they do. And I think, you know, right now there's definitely an urgency to get back to that level of play that they're used to and they're accustomed to.